All right, big weekend for the Cowboys. It was draft weekend, and joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the team and the head coach. First, we say good morning to Jerry Jones. Hi, Jerry.
Oh, I thought that those two titles were one and the same. I was getting pretty excited.
Well, I guess you could make it that way if you want to.
Well, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, now, I don't know if it's made the papers yet, but we passed out of that second round. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, passed and then traded down, or traded down and reported as a pass?
That's right, that's right. Well, that's as it should be. The bottom line is we were taking a different tack than other teams. We were trying to not get better.
I don't understand. Why would you do that?
We weren't trying to get better. We were trying to get significant.
I'm sorry? Significant
is important if you are to get betterer. And I'm smiling when I say that, of course. Not significant, but significanter.
What?
And the thing that happens is when you get those guys in that room, and one of them has a cat, and it goes meow, meow, and the others have pet puppies, and they go ruff, ruff, and then you strangle them because people aren't allowed to have pets in the war room. And then someone will bring in a pig, and here's an oink here, and then there's an oink there, and everywhere an oink oink, and then pretty soon old McDonald will have that place of farm.
Jerry?
Wait, I'm beginning to sound like you. I don't know what's happening.
No, I got all that, Jerry.
Oh, morning, Coach.
Hey, morning. There, Norm?
Yeah, it's Craig. That's okay.
Well, I'm certainly glad we have Wade on here. Wade, you got us.
I got you, Jerry. Sure do.
Jeez. Well, how did you both feel about the way the draft went?
Jerry, I thought we was going to have a good draft, and then you haul off and pass out of the first and second round. Didn't you tell me that's where you get the good players, Jerry, in the first and second round?
Well, we didn't pass out of those, right? We traded out of the first round, and then we traded out of the second round, too.
Huh.
Oh, well, actually, it was Steven who thought we should trade out of that first couple rounds, which kind of ticked me off, I tell you. I'm about ready to fire all these so-called sons I have working for me.
Oh, no.
About time.
Well, Steven had us pass there, and I mean, had us trade out of them first couple rounds where you get them good players. And then Jerry Jr. had a huge miscalculation recently that really ticked me off.
What was that?
He convinced me to move the dadgum game broadcast off the number one station in the market to some station I never heard of. Ranked like 36 or something. He said, Daddy, they have a 100,000-watt signal, and I said, yes, but they got three listeners. We might as well go to their houses and do our shows from there. It's about listeners, not watts, but he didn't understand that, and to be right. Quite honest, he wasn't even paying attention because he was already off in his Superman costume playing in the sandbox that morning.
Well, I can see why you're upset.
All right, Wade, now tell me about this draft. What are you talking about that we didn't have a good draft?
I just don't think it's a good draft, Jerry.
Well, what do you think is a good draft, Wade?
Well, Miller Genuine, that's a good draft. You know, I like to drink that when it's good and cold, and I'm eating barbecue. I tell you what, Jerry, you take a cold mug, put some Miller Genuine Draft, an ice cream scoop of mayonnaise in there, crumple up some cornbread. Now, that's a draft, Jerry.
Gross.
That's a draft. I've never even heard of any of these guys we drafted, Jerry, except for that Stephen McGee.
Well, don't worry about him. We just took him because he's an Aggie, and we needed some of these dumb Aggies to buy seats out there at that Jerry Palooza Normo Dome.
Oh, that's genius, Jerry. Good job.
Now, Wade.
Yeah?
I don't mean to out you right here on radio.
Uh-huh.
But I told you, we have a rule. No pigs in the war room. He was the one that brought the pig.
Oh, sorry, Jerry.
Wow.
You know, and I cooked him up later, and he was good, too. But am I going to get swine flu now, Jerry? I ate that entire pig by myself.
See, that's the problem. I tried locking you in that room and have you focus on football for a while, but the whole time you're thinking about food.
Hey, I had a productive weekend, Jerry. I got a lot of things done this weekend.
Well, yeah, what'd you do? Certainly nothing football related.
No, but I summarized my bass boat.
What do you mean you summarized your bass boat?
I mean, I got it, you know, I summarized my bass boat.
How?
Well, I guess to summarize it, it's good. It's about 18 foot long.
Okay, that's
unbelievable.
Wrong summarizing.
Wrong station for that.
I swept out my garage. I cooked that pig, but I'm not feeling too good about that. I had a good weekend, Jerry.
All right, wait, listen.
What'd you do?
We got a lot of work to do here, okay? It's time for us to get off the phone and get out of bed.
All right, then. See ya.
All right, thank you, guys. That's Jerry and Wade joining us to recap the draft.
What a draft it was for the Cowboys.